We're back to the Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect. I'm excited to welcome the program Cannon from American Ninja Warrior Season 9. Cannon, thanks for stopping by, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you doing, Neil?
Fantastic. Tell us specifically your experience in Season 9 getting to compete American Ninja Warrior in Season 9.
Oh, man, unreal. I mean, it's just so surreal. There's so much lights and cameras and people, and it's all really fast paced. But it was such an amazing experience. I met so many good people there. I actually ended up starting my own ninja gym after going through that whole experience.
Oh, fantastic. We'll definitely have to have you back on for a longer time. But you're here at Simcovich Concussion Institute. Tell us your experience seeing Dr. Charles and the staff there.
My gosh, like where do I start? I didn't think that anything like this was real. I've done a lot of treatments for concussions and TBIs and stuff of that nature. The first consult I had with the doctor was just, it was so refreshing. He was just very real about how the body works and how the mind works. I'm a massage therapist as well, so I understand some anatomy and physiology and stuff. And he started explaining to me, I was like, this will work. This is amazing. This is what I've been looking for. For over 10 years, I've been living with a TBI. I fractured my skull. It was pretty bad. But after I met these guys and everyone in the office, they're just the most genuine, kind, friendly people you can ever come to. I mean, this whole experience is kind of uncomfortable. You're going to something that you don't know is going to work, you know, and you already kind of feel weird anyway about new situations. And when you come here, you just feel like you're at home. I mean, they're like family and they treat you like family. It's just, it's an unreal experience.
Wow. And so what progress have you shown from what you were going through before?
Oh gosh. So let's start with the easy one. So I had no taste and smell. I lost that. It's been over 10 years. You know, doctor said if it didn't come back within 2 years, there's just no chance. So 10 years of no taste and smell. I think the first thing I smelled was coffee on the airplane when I was flying back to Wyoming, and it was just unreal. Then we were going home, we drove past a farm and I smelled cow poop, and it was awesome. Not because it smelled good, but I could smell it. I was like, Mom, what's that awful smell? And I'm just like, oh, but I could smell it. I don't even care. It was unreal. I mean, there was that. A lot of the things that go with TBIs and concussions, a lot of emotional stuff, lack of energy, really just trying to be happy. You know, you get the anxiety, the depression, a lot of things, and they all happen at once. And I, it's all gone. I mean, I just have energy. I'm sparky. I don't have anxiety. I could go out and do stuff. I could go to grocery stores and not feel like the noises and the beeping and all that stuff. It's just too much.
It's tremendous. That's amazing. And where's your gym? It's in Wyoming?
Yes. Yep. We did close down after COVID, though, unfortunately.
Okay. Are you looking to get it back again?
I'm kind of dabbling with it. I don't know. It was kind of a painful thing. And after COVID, and it was a lot of work. I started and ran it by myself for 3 years, and then I brought on some partners, and then COVID hit, and it was a big hit.
So you think if you recover, will you ever compete in American Ninja Warrior again?
I would love to. Yeah, actually.
Okay. Well, it's great to hear from you. Is there social media people can follow you and stuff? Find you? Where can they find you?
307 Ninja on Instagram.
All right. We appreciate it, Cannon. Thanks again, man.
Yeah, thank you, Neil.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.